Hi, is this Martin?
Who's calling?
This is Carolina. I was calling on a recorded line here regarding the Roundup lawsuit that was inquired about. How are you today?
Who are you with?
We work with different firms here. Did you already have an attorney assisting you?
Not right now.
Okay. And were you the one that was affected by Roundup? Any diagnosis?
Yep.
I see. Do you mind me asking what it was that you were diagnosed with, Martin?
CLL.
And I'm so sorry to hear that. Okay. Did you want to see if you did meet that criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Sure.
Alrighty. All right. You said no signatures were made just yet. Okay. And so it looks like CLL, that's the chronic lymphocytic leukemia, a subtype of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Yep.
Yeah, again, I am so sorry to hear. Do you know when you were diagnosed with that?
It was 2012.
Okay. Alrighty, Martin. 2012. And
And
was it?
I should say I don't have the exact date in front of me, but it was right around there.
Okay. Yeah, no worries. So these dates are just so that the attorneys would know roughly when to pull medical records from, and then they would be the ones to get the exact date. Okay, so no worries. Now, was this the only non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis that you received?
I'm sorry, was it what?
Had you had more than one diagnosis of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
I've never had cancer before in my family,
Okay.
and this was discovered in a routine lab test, and that's how it was discovered.
Okay.
Am I answering your question, I hope?
Yeah. Alrighty.
Okay.
And would you know anyone else that sprayed Roundup or was exposed to Roundup and was also affected?
Do I know anyone else? No,
Exactly.
I don't.
Okay,
No.
no, that's great. That's great to hear. Okay, and how old were you when you were diagnosed in 2012?
Well, 2012, so that's about 12 years ago. And I'm 82 now, so I'd be about 70,
Okay.
69, 69, 70.
All right. All righty. And do you know if you have a birth certificate?
A blood, I never heard that term before. A blood cert, what do you mean a blood certificate?
No, I'm sorry, a birth certificate.
Oh, birth. Oh, yeah, of course I do. Yes.
Okay, alrighty. And do you know, Martin, how many years you were spraying Roundup for?
My goodness. It was I've been using Roundup since I was about 60 years old, and I was living in the time at the time in Connecticut. I'm sorry, Pennsylvania.
I see. So you were spraying it in Pennsylvania, you said?
Yep.
Okay. All right. And do you know how many years you were spraying it in total?
Well, I was about 58, so like I said, I'm 82 now. So it's been 22, about 24 years.
Okay, about 24 years, no worries. Alrighty. Now it is a little redundant. I just need yes or no. Have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Yes.
All right. And the phone that we're speaking on, Martin, is this a smartphone or is this a landline?
It's a landline.
Okay, a landline. All right. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. Now I have a short list here. Just let me know if you've been diagnosed with any of these. Feel free to stop me. Okay, I have HIV or AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C or B, rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes mellitus, cancer requiring chemotherapy besides the non-Hodgkin's, any organ transplants, Epstein-Barr, lupus, or a family history of cancer.
No to all of the above.
Okay, that's great. Okay. And then I have your first name spelled Martin, just common spelling, Martin. Is that right?
Yep, that's right.
Okay. And then last name I have Hughes, Hughes. Is that right as well?
Yes, that's correct. And I'm Martin J. Hughes the third.
Okay, that's great to hear. Martin, you said J as in juice.
Right.
Okay. Hughes the third. And can you confirm your gender for me, Martin?
Yeah, male.
Perfect. Male. And are you married or what was your marital status?
Yes, I'm married. Yep.
Okay, beautiful. And what was your date of birth?
2/28/43.
Okay. You said
Can
that
you
was.
believe I've been married to the same woman for 59 and a half years?
That's beautiful. That's very beautiful. I'm really glad to hear so. Very wholesome. So I did want to.
That's probably older than how you are, older than you. But
Yeah,
go ahead.
it's so nice to hear. So
Yeah.
I want to confirm the date of birth if I got it right. I have 2/23/1943.
No. 2/28/1943.
Oh. Okay. My apologies. Okay, so 2/28/1943. So what was your current age?
Well, right now I'm 81. In 2 days, I'll be 82.
Happy early birthday.
Yeah, thank you.
Of course. So I'll put 81 just because it is getting sent out today.
Okay.
If everything goes great. And then what was your social?
Why do you need that?
So it is required to be able to pull your medical records. But if you were just comfortable giving the last four, that's completely fine as well.
Yeah, I'll give you the last four. It's 0868.
Perfect. 0868. Okay. And how did you learn the connection between Roundup, the sprayer, and your diagnosis? Was this something that you saw on TV?
Well, TV, internet,
Okay.
and I was aware of it. Pardon me. When I was diagnosed back in 2012.
Okay. I see. So this, you probably found out around 2012 that they were connected.
Yeah,
Okay. Okay. Now it does ask here for your height and weight.
okay. I'm 5'6", 222.
Okay. Now I have the email address mj3hug@gmail.com. Is this the best one?
Yes.
Okay. And how about 352-245-2929 is the best phone number?
Yeah, that's my land phone, right?
Okay. Alrighty. And what was your spouse's name?
Diane with two N's.
Okay, so DianNe.
Yep.
All right, and was she Hughes as well?
I'm sorry, was she what?
Hughes, same last name?
Yes,
Okay. Do you know her phone number by chance?
Same as the one I'm on now.
Oh, okay. Sounds good.
352-245-2929.
Alrighty. Okay, and how many times per month or per year did you use Roundup throughout those years? Like seasonally, more like monthly?
Well, when however many times I mowed the grass, and it was maybe a couple times a week,
Okay.
so
Let's
maybe,
say 10 times a month to make it easier.
right, 8 times a month, something like that,
8 times.
yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. About 8 times a month. Now it is a little redundant once again, but did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before your diagnosis? Yes or no?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. When did you start using it? What year? Roughly.
Oh my goodness. It was 2000.
Okay. 2000. And when do you think was the very last time you sprayed?
Maybe 2012, 2014, somewhere in there.
Okay. I'll put around 2012, no worries. All right. And did you ever use protective gear when applying Roundup?
I didn't, at that point, I did not see a need to.
Yeah, of
No.
course, which is, it's really sad, but I'm glad I have you on the phone here. If we can assist in any way, that's what we're here for. Now, you said this was sprayed at home, right?
Yes.
Okay, what state was that in?
I started using it in Pennsylvania.
Okay. Already in Pennsylvania, and it was you spraying it all the time?
Yes, so spraying it, around the shrubs and keep weeds away and
Yeah.
that type of stuff. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so it says here how many exposures to Roundup you've had in your lifetime. If we do the math, and it was about 8 times a month, we said. And then in a year, that'd be about 96. And then over those 12-ish years, it looks like just over 1,000 exposures in total. This is including small touch-ups here and there. Does this sound about right to you?
Yeah, that's a good number, right?
Yeah.
That's good math, yep.
All right. And did you ever spray anywhere near a water well, use any other herbicides, or get exposed to benzene or Agent Orange?
No.
All right. Okay. Now, it was a while ago. Do you remember if it came pre-mixed or did you have to dilute it with water?
It came pre-mixed.
All right. Would you know where you might have bought it?
Well, I'm sure it was either Home Depot or Lowe's.
Okay. A Home Depot or Lowe's. Okay. Now, again, it is a stretch. It's okay if not, but do you have any receipts or Roundup in your possession?
No.
Okay. And have you ever smoked?
No.
All right. Are you currently employed or have lost any time away from work because of any surgery or treatment?
Well, I've had a few operations, but I don't think it's because of Roundup,
I see. Okay. And have you ever been in the military?
Yes.
Oh, nice. Thank you for your service. What branch was it?
Thank you. Army.
Army. Was the discharge honorable?
Yep.
Beautiful. All right.
64 to 70.
Okay. You said to 70. Were you ever stationed at Toole Army Depot or Camp Lejeune?
No.
All right. And would you receive VA benefits?
No.
Have you ever been involved with any other lawsuits, filed a disability or workers' compensation claim, or filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Okay, thank you for your patience here. And have you ever been convicted of a crime other than a minor traffic offense?
No.
Okay. Now, for the diagnosis, do you know what doctor it was that diagnosed?
Yes, it was it was Dr. Shamiri who he passed away. I'll spell his name though. His name is his first name. This is sound gonna sound a little funny. His first name was ANIS, Honest Shamiri. SHAHMIRI.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, okay. I did find it here. It looks like he was in Florida, is that right?
Yep.
All right. Okay. And what hospital was it where he diagnosed you?
It was a like I said before, it was a simple lab test. And it was a hospital
Right.
visit. It was a visit in his office.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad they did catch that. Do you know, I'm sorry, what was the name of the hospital?
It wasn't a hospital, it was in his office.
Oh, I see. Okay, let me see if I can find his office
I'd be amazed if you couldn't.
then.
He was in Summerfield, Florida.
Okay, let's see. Okay, I found one address. It looks like it was on Southeast 170th Place. Does that sound right?
He moved a couple of different times, did
Okay.
different offices.
Okay. So is it okay if I put this one? This one did come up with his name and phone number as well.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Okay, and how else has the diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life? Do you have long-lasting effects?
I've been very lucky. Not right now. I've never had to take chemo or anything like that, but like I said, I've been very lucky.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad. And do you have the medical records that show, any diagnosis or type?
No, right now I'm seeing an oncologist. I see him once every 3 months for just to have lab work done, make sure it hasn't been advanced.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm glad they're monitoring that. Okay. But you said, would you have access to those medical records or do they have them?
Well, I have access to the medical records
Okay.
from the doctor I'm seeing now, yes.
Okay. Sorry, I just needed that clarification.
You want to know the name of the doctor I'm seeing now?
That's okay. I did take down Dr. Shamiri's information. So you never went through any chemotherapy or any radiation, anything like that?
Yeah, that's correct, right?
Okay. All right. So just one second while I input this information, okay? Okay, and then what was your best address?
The one I'm at now,
Yes.
it's 11795 Southeast 178th Street, Summerfield, Florida.
Okay, so I got 11795 Southeast 178th Street, Summerfield, Florida. Was there an apartment number? Is this a house?
No, it's a private house, and the zip is 34491.
Okay, perfect. All right, now we do request an emergency contact in case we can't reach you for an extended period. Do you want me to put Diane's information right there?
Yes, please.
All righty, no worries. Just one second. Okay, now just one second here. I appreciate your patience. Okay, so before we wrap up, I want to make sure that you know what to expect next. The law firm will be reaching out soon, so they may go over some of the same questions that we discussed today, which is completely normal. It's a part of their process to confirm all the details and ensure that everything is accurate for your case. They may also need you to sign additional forms, like a medical release, so they can collect records and strengthen your claim. If you see any paperwork from them, be sure to review it and return it as soon as possible to keep everything moving smoothly. Since this is a mass lawsuit, these extra steps are standard practice. Sorry. And we want to make sure that you're fully prepared. So if you don't hear from them within the next 48 hours, I highly recommend giving them a call directly to follow up. Can you confirm that you can be available to speak with them as you have with me today?
Yes.
Beautiful. Okay, and please note that once your file goes through quality assurance, I'm going to be giving you a call within the next couple hours to transfer you over to them directly if they request that. Do you have any questions before I submit your information?
Nope, I'm all set.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm going to do now is draft a DocuSign. Are you familiar with DocuSign at all?
I think so.
Okay. Perfect. If not, I can always assist. So what this DocuSign is for is it gives the attorneys your consent for them to go ahead and pull those medical records, see if they can get that case started for you. Oh, it looks like I did skip a question here. Is it okay if we contact Diane if need be?
Yes.
Okay. Alrighty. Now, do you have a preference of this being sent to your email or your text messages? Oh, it's a landline. Sorry. I can send it to your email. Alrighty.
Yeah, don't text me. I'm not very good with technology, but I can deal with the email.
Okay. Sounds great. So I'm clicking email now. All right. Okay. I just want to make sure everything is correct on here. I'm just going to repeat some information back to you. Let me know if it's correct. I have Martin common spelling, J Hughes common spelling. Oh, it didn't map the third. Let's see. Okay. And then I have your address on here is 11795 South East 178th Street in Summerfield, Florida, 34491. I have your date of birth as February 28th of 43. And is it okay if I read back the last four of your social?
Yes.
Okay, I have 0868. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay. Now I just sent that through. Do you have access to your email on your phone, Martin?
Yes.
Okay. Or a computer. So what you could do is put me on speaker and then go open your email, okay?
Okay, hold on just a minute.
Yeah, take your time.
Okay, you're on speaker now.
Okay, beautiful. And can you open up your email?
I'm just going to take a few seconds.
That's okay.
Okay. Are you Carolina Hernan?
Yes, that's me. So it's, you're going to open that up and then it's going to have a link for you to tap on to open up the DocuSign, okay?
Okay. Where are you calling from, Carolina?
We're out here in Southern California. What does the area code say on the phone? Did it say something else?
No, it never does. Okay, so it's saying NA4 DocuSign Net wants to use your device location.
That's
So,
completely up to you. You can decline that if you want. I don't think it has any effect.
okay. Okay. Okay.
All right, and then it's going to have you agree to use electronic records and signatures.
Okay. Okay.
All right, now it should have a continue, next, or start button, any of those at the top right.
Now, let me just comment. I see an error already.
Okay.
It does not say Martin J. Hughes the third. Just says
Oh.
Martin J. Hughes.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay. Can you hold off on me, Martin? I just want to see. I might have to correct it one more time. I thought I put it on all those fields, but I guess I
Yeah.
didn't. All right. Just one second. I'll resend it in one second. Okay, looks like everything. Yeah, now it's good. So I'm gonna resend it straight to your email once again, but it'll be a new notification, okay?
Okay, so should I get out of here?
Yeah, you can get out of that one and then open up the email once again. It'll be the same notification from Carolina Hernandez.
Should I delete the first one?
Yeah, you can get out of there.
Okay. Okay. So,
So go back into the email I just
wait a
resent.
minute, wait a minute. Hold on, hold on. I deleted the first one. Now, did you correct it and resend me a new one?
Yes, that's right.
I don't have the new one yet.
Okay, let me see. I could resend it one more time here. Okay, just press resend. Let me know if you get that one.
Okay, I just got it.
Okay, perfect. So it's going to be the same process on this one. Hopefully it'll say the third on all of those.
Okay, so I see it now. So where am I supposed to sign?
Okay, so it'll have a small yellow box for you to tap on.
Yeah.
Does it let you hit that and then it'll prompt you to sign with your finger?
Okay. So is my okay, so I'm looking at it again and it does not have the third next to my name.
What? Okay, let me check one more time here. Just one second. I am seeing the third here on my end. What page is it where it says, where does it say it?
It doesn't give me the page number.
Oh, okay. Let me see. Okay. Hopefully this is third time's a charm. Let me resend it one more time, okay?
Okay, so I'm gonna get out of there. Is it you want me to
Exactly.
do? I'm going to do, get out of there. I'm going to delete it, and I'm
Yes.
going
And
to
then
go
I
back.
just resent the new one. If it's not there, I can resend one more time.
Okay, I got the new one, I think.
Okay.
You know, I'm looking at the cover page. The cover page. The cover page does not say Martin J. Hughes the third.
Oh, I understand now. Okay. All right. So the name is what doesn't say it. Okay. If you open up the DocuSign, if you press start or continue, does it say it in there in the documents?
It just says DocuSign. It says error up on top. It says error.
Maybe we have an older one opened up. If I resend it, can you click on that one?
Okay, I'm gonna get out of there.
Alrighty, let's see.
Boy, I'm having a hard time here. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I'm just opening up DocuSign one more time. And next. Correct. And let me resend it one more time. Okay, now I just resent it. Let me know if this one's okay.
I haven't got it yet.
Okay, let me see. Did you receive that one?
Not yet.
Okay, can you refresh, see if anything pops up?
Okay.
Did you receive it?
Yeah, I received it, but on the cover page, it still does not say the third.
Okay. Is there a continue or a start button for you? We could check if the document has the third on it.
I'm sorry, say that again.
What does your screen say? Does it have a continue or start button, or maybe agree to use electronic records and signatures?
It says signed with DocuSign, retainer A4D, RU Martin J. Hughes. Okay, and then it goes down to the bottom and says review documents.
Okay, and is there a start button?
It just says review documents. It doesn't say
Okay.
starter.
Okay, maybe try to tap on that or see if there's a button on the upper right corner.
No, it says open in Chrome browser.
Okay. Can you try to open it in the Chrome browser? Maybe that'll work.
It appears as though the forms are okay except the cover sheet.
Okay. No, that's okay. I can always change that afterwards, but on the document it says the third, right?
Yeah, right.
Okay. Yeah, that's what matters. All right. And then it'll have you sign with your finger and agree to use electronic records and signatures.
Okay, should I sign my complete name or should just the initials?
If it says signature, the full name, and then there
Okay.
should be a different field for initials.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, so I just saw that it was completed. Martin, did you click finish?
Hit log in.
No, so if you clicked finish, I think you should be fine. Yeah, I do see it on my end. So you can X that out of that. If it has extra steps for you, it might just be asking to get the app, but that's not necessary. Okay. Now, Martin.
It says either log in or no thanks.
Yeah, you could put no thanks. You can actually exit out of the whole DocuSign. We received it on our end.
Okay.
All right. Now
I did.
I'm going to text you, okay? Or actually, I can send an email, whichever works best for you, with my contact information and the law firm's, okay, so that you can have it on your phone. Do you want that as an email?
Yes, please.
Yeah, no worries. Okay, so I'm drafting that now. Before I do let you go, do you have any questions for me?
No, I don't.
Okay, perfect. Well, I appreciate your time, Martin, and I hope you have a good one.
Now, do I have to, I got here, it says agreement has been signed successfully. Then underneath it says get started. What's that mean?
It's just so that they just want you to download their app. But like I said, that's not necessary.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but I appreciate your time, and I hope you have a good one, and I hope the case goes over very well for you, all right?
Thank you very much.
Okay. Of course.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.